they're a nasty murdering sort. I expect maybe your friends out on the trail maybe came across them if they were south too. All I can do, which I will do, is request Mr. Chisholm gives you 5 minutes of his time to.
It's been 10 years, near on 10 years since we last spoke, on the morning of the Battle of Yellow Tavern, when the bastard Yankees took the general from us. I guess they'd wanted revenge after we tanned their hides at Fort Pillow the month before. And just think how surprised we were to hear your name at the market in Albuquerque. We will ride to Juanada Springs just as soon as we can and hope to bring you into our endeavours.
I said no, you can't play a ninja. This is an Old West game and they didn't have ninjas.
But the year is 1869.
In fucking Japan, not in the Old West.
I'm Dave. I am the GM and co-designer of Tales of the Old West.
I am the other co-designer of Tales of the Old West, and my name is Matthew. I'm also playing in this actual play, Marion Freeman.
My name is Andrew. I play Nathaniel Hawcock.
I'm Tony. I'm playing Jimmy Harston.
Should have bloody groomed my horse.
Well, I'm gonna give you a faith point for having made the point of going up and talking to the preacher.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I'm gonna push my dice. I won't even see the character sheet. I've got one trouble.
Did you get any successes there?
Oh, two successes.
That's not your trouble dice, is
one
it?
One success.
That's not your trouble dice.
Sorry?
That's not your trouble dice, is it?
No, but that's a one. Oh, yeah.
So one on your non-trouble dice.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. It's one non-trouble dice that matter.
Like that one there.
Like that one,
yeah. No, it's a success.
Okay, well, I'm going to roll your trouble. For him. Yeah, you're stumbling over your words. Yeah. You're having a flashback to the conversation and the look in Rayburn's eyes. Where you could tell he wasn't entirely believing what you were saying.
I can see you don't believe me, I'll say, but
I would not be so rude as to call a man like you a liar who's shown himself to be honourable. But it seems that perhaps your stories of Chisholm are perhaps exaggerated.
Hopefully, when we see how the Spanish land goes,
yes, hopefully at that point the
I can't predict what they're going to say, honestly, but hopefully, I will be vindicated then. We will be vindicated then.
Well, I look forward to that day. If you'll excuse me, I need to.
Yeah, miss.
Of course.
To hear more of the search.
If you need any help looking for Dimas. And we can help. Particularly because he's going to be having an adventure on his own. With some racists.
Not necessarily. Make an insight roll, those of you who are there.
Yes, all right.
You can make it a group insight roll, actually, if you like.
So,
with the who is the best can
the
do
best, the best.
Whoever's got the best
insight. I have 5 dice of insight.
Have a dice from me.
Well, I have 6. Ooh, they are.
You have 6 dice of insight. Bloody hell.
Okay, you can
all
do
all that insight from murdering a regiment of Union soldiers.
You can deny it if you want, Andy.
No.
So, okay, you do the roll. You can have dice of help.
We're 2 dice from...
So I have to choose different colours.
So 5 of them...
So yes, you need 5 dice for the trouble dice. That needs to be 1 colour. We should maybe have told him that before we did
the roll down from North. That's true. We can always lend him some dice then.
Has he not got
what?
Effect dice? Did he not give him effect dice?
No, you're not gonna.
Did you not get effect dice?
Eh?
Did you get effect dice?
No.
That's a bit.
So
what? 5
dice or 1?
I know, but
colours.
Well, it's like these. They're not got too many $10 patrons now. If I order 20,
too expensive.
Well, no, I mean, if I, next time I'll start all being colours.
Well, again, yeah. Five dice of one colour, yes?
Five dice of one colour, yeah. And
then...
And the rest can be any, so... But they're your trouble die. So if you roll a one on a trouble die, then you might be getting
right. Trouble. Okay, so seven dice, push. Yeah.
No, eight dice. Yeah, six dice in
six,
the
game. Yeah, sorry.
One of eight dice, of five of okay. Which should be a one colour.
Well, yeah, I'm three. Yeah, is that right, yes?
Yep, that's cool. Yep. And what, the red and black of...
Well, they're all red.
Reddish.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Reddish,
yeah.
Yeah. The red one's a problem.
The red and the really dark red. Well, that looks quite good.
Oh, that's nice. Two successes. Three successes.
Three successes, yeah.
Okay, you can see just that little shadow of a look across her eyes when you offer to help. And it kind of says, right now you're the last people I'm helping.
Ah.
Good, because we would have to kill him.
Yeah. I feel steaming rock beginning to...
No, we don't have to kill him at all.
And you'll do some doctoring and poison him and watch the light go out in his eyes. Yeah.
No, you won't.
That's my
campaign. That's your campaign.
He hasn't murdered anyone like that for a while, though. Although I have killed quite a lot of people in cold blood. But not that way.
No, and that last one, that they probably deserved it.
Yeah, they were more murderers themselves.
Yeah.
So.
They were there specifically for the purpose of murdering.
I was just saving the court the bother. Yeah, okay, and she... It's all politeness, but you mm-hmm. definitely see that
yeah, she didn't want that, all
pass
right.
across her eyes when you make the offer. yeah, and they move off. So there are quite a lot of preparations going ahead for the festival tomorrow. There are stalls being put up and a little stage for the band to stand on and things.
What festival is this? Well, I missed
like a harvest festival.
That's all right, okay.
Now, this is not going to sound, or this is not said with the intent with which it will sound.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
But are there any halls in this town? Is there a whorehouse?
Yes, there is. Mm-hmm.
Which is?
I think number 8 is a whorehouse.
Home Sweet Home Hotel.
Home Sweet Home Hotel is a whorehouse, yeah.
Okay. Given our experience in Silver City,
mm-hmm.
run by a woman called Chastity Merriel.
Oh, Chastity Merriel. So I'm immediately more happy with that. I didn't like that. I don't know if they called them pimps in whatever what? Time. In that hotel. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, right.
Were you thinking of trying to clean up the town?
No, I was thinking of maybe installing your mother as
matriarch.
Get working, woman.
No, not
well, she's got to pull her weight if she wants to live in town.
Pull her weight doing housework and womanly
girls. Well, she can service all of you except you, so...
I'm not doing it! I was thinking maybe
you have your own in-house
if they were abused. If they were abused all the year, then maybe
glad you started this now.
We could start a more collective, more progressive style.
I guess you've never been in there, unless you say tell me otherwise.
I did on the night before the fight.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
What's it like?
It's alright.
What do we experience?
It seems to be run in a reasonable way. It doesn't look too.
I don't know. I mean, how does it...
The girls are reasonably happy.
They seem to
be reasonably happy. Yeah. I mean, I can't compare it with Silver City because I wasn't losing.
Yeah, you weren't there at Silver City.
Yeah.
Well, the girls aren't being beaten to death on a regular basis by.
No, I don't think so.
They don't appear to be being beaten to death. No.
Fine. Let's just go home. And wait for the rest of the adventure to happen. And then when they turn up, let's just shoot them.
It's an option. You can do whatever you like, guys. Okay, so you go back to the ranch. Is there anything else you want to do that evening? Or
Bloody do my horse.
Groom your horse.
I mean, not groom my horse. Woof.
You can groom your horse. You can have
is that what you call
you
it these days?
Meal. You can regain 2 faith each if you're doing similar things.
No, so you can't go above 4 though.
No, you can go. Above
they can go.
Can, yeah. Oh, ooh, may need it.
Did we put a limit? Did we say there was a 7?
I think
something?
6 was the limit. We did put on it.
Yeah, I'm still not sure we need to put a limit on it.
Well, I think I may be needing it soon, so.
So I think the faith economy needs to be more vibrant. So you need to be spending it more often, mm-hmm. but earning it more easily. So I think things like I said, going and having a word with the preacher, because you're a man of God and there isn't a man of God here. Mm. I think that should be encouraged to earn you a faith. So, but you then need to be spending it more, because what you don't want is someone building up like 20 faith or something.
No, that would be a bit...
That would be a bit silly.
Yeah.
Don't look at me when you say you should be spending it more, because I...
Yeah, I
spend
it more.
Yes.
But I think there probably should be a cap on it. The cap could be 10 potentially.
But I'm not sure. See, I'm not sure.
Well, it depends how the game goes, though, isn't it? If you're. That's hard to say, isn't it, really?
I think we should take the cap away for a bit while these playtest games are going on, see if anybody does
hoard it.
And then work out what the limit should be by the point where that hoarding becomes stupid.
Yeah. I mean, do you keep the faith? So, let's say if I had 15 faith and I hoarded it. Would that mean I'd have 15 faith for the next session?
Well, yes, but
as it stands at the moment, within the same season, you would keep that faith from scenario to scenario. At the end of the season, you then reset to 4.
Right.
We haven't played... I mean, we should try it out more on the one that we played the other part.
I don't know, because the fact is, I'm sure about hoarding it, because... I don't know, if you keep saying, I've got re-rolls after re-roll, I think you're getting a bit.
It depends how often people end up getting trouble and then needing to spend faith to burn off the trouble. But as Matt says, it's probably worth trying without a cap for the moment, just seeing what happens.
Because
it might just simply be that you don't get that much time to earn enough faith before you're in a position where you're going to be spending it. So it might be an issue we don't need to worry about at all.
Yeah, because I mean, most sessions people are going to want to be spending the faith because they're going to need to be pushing rolls at some point. Like.
And you only need potentially to roll 1 trouble to then have spent 2 faith on that roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or 3 even. So you might spend it quite quickly in bursts.
Yeah.
But I think the idea of somebody having 15 faith seems a bit silly.
Yeah.
But it might just be that you never get there.
Yeah, it depends, isn't it? Depends if you if the game is designed for you to burn more, keep burning off each action you're doing, then
certainly with the trouble, the way we're running it now,
that
encourages you to spend more faith.
Yeah.
To get rid of trouble. Particularly, if you rolled 3 dice or something with trouble, like you got 3 ones or something. That could translate into quite a bad bit of trouble
on
the roll, because the more dice you roll,
the
more points of trouble you've got, the more dice you roll, the bigger score you can get, and the bigger score you get, the worse the outcome is.
Mm-hmm. So trouble is your dice, and then the other colours are the ones people help you. Then yes, they're not trouble.
No, it's just your pool. So
all right,
whatever your pool of dice is, 5 of them will be trouble.
Trouble, right?
If your pool is smaller than 5 or smaller, then they're all trouble dice.
Right, I'm with you. Okay. Right, okay.
Because that way... Yeah, I mean, it doesn't change the chances of having trouble. So if you're better, if you're more skilled, your chances of getting trouble are equal. But you're much more likely to be successful. But you then use faith to burn off that trouble if you want to. Or you take the risk. So I think for the moment we've agreed that we'll go with your suggestion, Matt, of having no cap, but let's just see what
monitor,
happens.
And probably it'll be easier to monitor in your game.
Because we're playing more frequently, yeah. Even though it's just once a month at the moment. But. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Back home.
Okay, yes. So you have a good night's sleep. Are you guys coming into town for the festival for the following day?
Why?
It'd be rude not to.
Yeah. We've got nothing to hide.
Okay, cool. Right, yeah, so I mean the festival there's a service in the morning which the preacher is going to be taking. The service is being held.
I believe if one goes to a service one gets a faith point. I don't know if that is actually in the rules.
I think it is if you're a Christian.
Yep.
Am I a Christian?
I think
it's up to you.
I think most of us are.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
So whether you are...
At least ostensibly.
I think if your character background is that, you know, you're not religious, then you don't get a faith point for going to a religious ceremony. If your background is that you do believe in God, whether that's your character's faith or not, then you can get a point. But if you're atheist, then I don't think you get a point for going to a religious festival.
Yeah.
So there's quite a good turnout. The weather's nice, not too hot, not too cold. Clear blue skies. There's quite a lot of people around. There's food on the stalls. Mm-hmm. The preacher basically stands on the little stage that's been built on the town square. It's not really a square, it's more just a little sort of open area next to a smelly pond. And the preacher, Father Jacobs. is taking the morning service. Long story is
not that long.
Tony's in our Toto game, Tony has a list of NPC names in case he just needs one. So we had a random NPC.
Course trader.
Richard Jacobs.
And Browning.
Right. Mm-hmm. Didn't tick it off.
Exactly. Didn't tick it off. The next game, Richard Jacobs.
Mine overseer, Richard Jacobs. It's not that unlikely. Two people in theory would have the same name.
It's not that unlikely, but frankly, every game we have now has got a character called Richard Jacobs in it somewhere.
Well, you missed, because we didn't stream the war stories.
Oh, yeah.
Your man Thomas was having a great deal of difficulty naming
characters.
So then he asked us to name them. And one of the things that started off was, again, he named somebody with the same name. And then I did as well. I said, who have you got? I said, Thompson. He said, we've already got the Thompson. I said, yeah, Thompson with a P.
Well, that's probably a pretty common name. So there probably would be more than one Thompson in there. Not unlikely.
That's not...
No, it's not so basically one mistake not cross the name off, and this was like probably months and months ago.
Probably a year ago.
And it's now a hilarious joke that comes up every session.
It is. And the thing is though, whenever I'm trying to quickly think of a NPC name, the first thing that comes to mind now is Richard Jacobs. So I was like, what am I calling the preacher? Oh yeah, Father Jacobs. anyway, so he's giving the quite boring service. But everyone's being very
attentive,
very attentive and very polite.
I'm quite suspicious of this preacher now. I don't think that's his real name. I think he's with a fake name.
Not like Nathaniel Grand.
So Augustine and Rosalia Paquito are here. Obviously, the Rayburns are here putting on a brave face. Donal McGinn is here. And very unusually for him, he looks in a very good mood. He seems positively beaming, very cheerful than kind of you've ever seen him. And he's there with his wife, Mary, his daughter, Gronia, who is married to the landlord of the Sundown Saloon, a guy called Brody Goodish.
Are we barred from there?
Pardon?
Are we barred from Sundown Saloon?
I think so.
No, you were barred from the Trails Hotel.
Trails Hotel, all right.
Where you were saying bad things about McGinn
mm-hmm.
at the bar, and the proprietor told you to
go away,
shut up and get out. I'm not sure you're barred permanently. You know, I think mm-hmm. you could go in there if you wanted to. But yeah, they've heard that her husband, Goodish, who's a lot older than Gronja, is not well, so he's taken to his bed. But yeah, so unusual to see McGinn looking cheerful.
Yeah, unusual and slightly concerning.
Mm.
Well, he thinks...
He's got the land grants or something.
Well, yes, as long as he is incorrect in what he thinks about the land grants.
Yeah. Do we tell him?
Would he believe you?
Do we tell him?
I wouldn't.
No,
it's not our business to. That wasn't one of the jobs that Chisholm gave to us, is it? So I think definitely not.
Mm. Yeah. So it's...
I will make a point. And since I've done it before, I'm going to wear her down. I will go and greet them.
The McGinns.
Mr. Ginn formerly, slightly more warmth towards Mrs. McGinn.
Okay.
I've done previously. Can I resist?
Are you guys going with him? Or?
I don't think so. I'm still clear of the McGinns.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised, yeah.
I will come in and say...
Donal is smiling, but Mary kind of steps forward as you approach and takes your hand.
Yeah.
You know, in a very kind of like, you know, very...
Yeah.
Sort of caring and...
Stopping
and
you from grabbing a gun there. Yeah.
A gentle way. And is like, good morning, Mr. Freeman. It's nice to see you.
It's good to see you as well. I was listening to the preacher's comments on forgiveness and the like. And friendship, yes.
In this time of trouble.
I can see your husband is obviously been had his spirits lifted by the service as well.
Yeah, he's.
I'm saying this to her.
Yeah, he can obviously hear this because he's stood next to her, but she's like one step forward. Make an insight roll.
Are we not near enough to
know? You're close enough to see, but you're not in the conversation.
No, it's
over. Okay. Four dice, four troublesome dice. Oh, fuck it. I'm oblivious to...
Okay. He's just got this big grin from ear to ear, but, you know, doesn't seem to be going away at the moment. Doesn't say anything to you. It's sort of like the very light, very light, you know, kind of the briefest nod that etiquette would allow him to get away with, really. And Mary says, yes, it's a beautiful day. It's been a productive summer. We're blessed, and obviously making new friends, particularly where we may not have been friends so long ago.
I was thinking,
in the service, my husband's spirits. Yes,
I was thinking in the service. It's so good to have the Reverend Jacobs here to read, and I was just wondering, you know, whether, you know, if harvests have been good and profits have been good, we could all of us contribute towards maybe building a house of God here.
The town needs a church.
Town.
She says the town needs a church. We would certainly support a community effort to bring a man of God permanently into Yonada Springs. Absolutely. I can only benefit the town and everybody who lives in it.
Well, you say support, but Mr. Ginn's in such a good mood that, you know, maybe he could lead that and the rest of the town could support it. We're just starting out.
I'm sure this is going down well with you.
Could be something. Young Jimmy Halston's got loads of money, apparently.
I said, oi!
I'm going to have to listen to the recording to see whether we did get some money out of that.
Yeah.
Because I haven't got as much as you've got. Or I haven't written down as much as you've got.
I see there's some more dollars, but I'm not saying how much I've actually got. But
I mean, we're starting out as a business, but an established family such as yours could lead the effort, and then the rest of us could contribute.
Make another performing role.
I should really, really improve my performings. Yeah, definitely performing.
You do a lot of talking, but no successes.
No.
You're not pushing.
No, I've got ones on that. I'm not
right,
going to
okay.
push on that.
She has a quick look up at her husband, and you can see kind of like a humorous moment pass between her eyes. You know, you can like in joke or something, and she turns back to you and says, "I'm sure, my husband will think long and hard about how he can help bring the word of God into Yonada Springs."
I look forward to a shining church on the hill up there, maybe.
And so do we, she says, as Donal kind of like takes her arm and leads her off.
I give him a manly nod as he goes.
Are you trying to make a presence roll?
make a presence roll? Now this I can do. Still got five dice and they're all troublesome, of course. But yes, one success.
Okay, yeah, it's... He kind of nods back in exactly the same kind of way.
Mm. Of course.
Nobody's kind of got the better of each other on the...
nodding duel.
That's fine.
I quite like that. It can do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I remember very early on, had the... there was the elections for sheriff, where Bodega was trying to get elected. And there was quite a lot of doing exactly that, facing the candidate down, trying to show yourself as the tougher man in front of the electorate.
I love our variety of social attacks.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so the band mm-hmm. starts up. There's food and there's you know, whiskey and lemonade and people are enjoying themselves. and then you start to hear kind of rumours and people sort of complaining is possibly the wrong word, but saying that there's a bit of trouble down at the Home Sweet Home.
It's almost like I predicted it.
Okay.
I did write down Home Sweet Home, so it's...
Is this an insight role to try and get hit to... Latch onto the rumours or something?
No, I think you can hear them. Yeah, you're going to roll for that. Apparently there are some men from out of town who've got a bit drunk and are causing a bit of a fuss.
A lot of way left to make you.
For the benefit of the listener. Tony and I both turned to Andy and looked at him with a hard stare.
As if it's his fault.
Okay. Well, sounds like your guests may have arrived. let's go and investigate, shall we?
Yeah. Okay, you get there.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite busy. I mean, the whole town's quite busy, actually. A lot of people have come in.
okay.
And you can hear... I guess raised voices inside.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? I mean, we've gone down. We've heard. There's no law in here, but
no sheriff.
Any other concerned citizens?
There must have, yeah.
I think a few people have come along more out of curiosity than anything else.
So standing out with some bystanders.
Yeah. No one has sort of like
gone in.
Come down thinking, right, let's sort this out.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna let me go in first, aren't you?
If that's what you want.
That's what I want, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
That's what you want. Okay, you obviously you've been here before, you recognise
it. Yes.
Downstairs it's got a lovely, it's got, you know, mm-hmm. the first sort of half of the building is a lovely lounge area with nice sofas and chairs and lovely drapes and stuff. And then there's a room that goes through into a sort of more like a bar area. And there are steps that go up to some rooms on the upper level. And you can see there's three men, all quite drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Three people. Three signatories on that letter. Three people here. That's a startling coincidence.
And they're kind of sprawled out on these mm-hmm. sofas, being a bit rough, hanging mm-hmm. on to some of these girls that they didn't look like they'd been particularly violent. I think they're just mm-hmm. being kind of like troublesome layabouts.
And it happened to the rustler gangster, are they?
And Madame Muriel is there trying to make them leave.
Mm-hmm.
Madame Chastity is there, you know. You've got to be careful, boys, because I've got a lot of friends here, and all I've got to do is click my fingers, and there'll be more men in here, and you'll be in real trouble.
Does she do that with a click of her fingers?
I think Andy, she does, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just as Andy
said.
Say something witty, Andy.
You rang, no. Is it those three?
Well, you haven't seen them in 10 years.
No, that's true.
They look dishevelled, like trail worn.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's Reed, it's Elliot, and it's McDermott.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they're top of the balcony, so yes.
Pardon?
They're on the higher balcony up the top.
No, so they're on. Let me just draw a quick rough map. So you sort of come in the main doors here. So this is sort of the open sort of lounge area. There's probably some steps going up here, and probably up here as well. And go into where the bedrooms are all over here.
Mm-hmm.
And there are kind of sofas here and here. So here and here. And they're sort of lounging around on some of these.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little desk. Little desk there. And there are drapes, sort of like nicely done, you know, hanging from the ceiling. It's quite a nice little place. It's not.
Yeah, I mean, being there myself, so I know. Yes, yeah. It's
reasonably clean and
comfortable. Yes, yeah.
The girls are pretty well looked after. Don't seem too unhappy. Madame Chastity is always very friendly, and no one's got a bad word to say about her.
Oh well. She was friendly to me. I mean, never mind. Oh well.
And then yeah, this little bar area. So there's bars up there. And then there's sort of doors that go into other rooms. And then there's lots of tables and chairs and things.
So this is upstairs?
No, this is all downstairs.
All right.
And then these steps.
What's that?
So this is just kind of the wall.
And right, there's an opening. No level change here.
No level change there, yeah. Okay. And so the stairs here go up. And then this area on the upper floor.
If you like the saloon and the public bar.
Kind of thing, yeah. But then above the public bar is where the rooms
are. Rooms are, okay. And they're in the...
And the stairs are up the side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're in the public bit, are they?
And they're in the sort of the lounge bar.
Lounge bar, okay.
Kind of the waiting room, really. Mm-hmm.
So you've got in first. So we followed you kind of on your shoulders, or are you just going and we're waiting outside? Either is good.
I'm just looking, so they're all
they're just being loud, layabouts, troublesome.
So what they
not very respectful.
Not very respectful.
They're not being violent.
Right.
But they are quite drunk and they're causing a ruckus.
Okay, well, I suppose as I may need extra dice here, I think, because I've only got a presence for four. I'm meant to go.
You want us to exert our presence, give you two extra dice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we go in on his shoulders.
Yeah, I think.
Are you going in, Tony?
Yeah, I'll go. Can you help if you don't have this, the ability?
No.
I can't help your presence because I have no presence. I'll go in and like stand at the back.
Mm-hmm.
Get an extra dice for me then.
Okay, so that'd be a green one, is it?
No. So I've got
a presence of four.
Yeah, so you've got...
Four trouble dice, yeah.
Four trouble dice. Your extra dice needs to be red as well.
Right.
It'll also be a trouble dice.
Your first five.
Basically, work out what your pool is, and then five of those dice at least must be trouble dice.
And this talent charming doesn't help us, doesn't give any of the presents, does it?
No, you're not trying to seduce or charm them, are you?
No.
Well, okay.
What are you saying?
I am saying, I'm just looking at them with disdain and just... God, I'm really fucking... Yeah, actually... I'm going to say, what a fucking... Get on your feet, Lieutenant. You're a fucking mess.
What rank were you in?
Captain.
You were a captain?
Yeah.
In the massacre that killed
me. I wasn't fucking there.
You should have five dice anyway, shouldn't you?
Eh?
Because your presence is one.
Yeah.
And your grit is... It's based on grit, which is four.
That's five.
So you should have five dice.
Five.
And then plus one. Then.
No, my grit is three, looking at the horse.
You should bring your horse in there. The horse has got better presence than you. Oh, that's your grit.
Your density is five. My density is one. You're looking at my horse.
So, okay, your horse is better than you. Fair enough. Sorry, carry on as you were.
He's a very impressive horse.
It is a very impressive horse, actually. Yeah.
So the horse is out the window going like this.
Yeah, the horse snorting for the...
Right. Okay, so they're a bit drunk, so... make your roll, Andy.
No, that's one. One, yeah, six.
You could push it if you want, if you've got no ones.
What the hell am I, like, so we're talking about using...
You push him?
You have to spend the point of faith to push.
You spend
faith.
The point of faith, yeah.
Okay.
So and of course, any ones you roll now will be trouble because you've
got. Right, okay.
Don't worry, roll the six because you.
All right.
Yeah, obviously, you keep your six.
Keep your success.
Yeah.
Any more sixes?
No more sixes. No ones.
You got one success, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, a couple of them kind of obviously they notice you,
mm-hmm.
and they look up but don't really react. One of them,
I got seven for level six, yeah.
Nixon Reed, Lieutenant Reed, gets all flustered and he pushes off,
mm-hmm.
you know, the girl who's holding on to. He stands up and he salutes.
What was your rank in the army? Did you act your rank
Captain.
These guys? Okay.
And he goes, Captain Hawcock, sir! The other two are like looking at him and like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm. Just say you're up.
Well, hold on, this is the lieutenant.
They're all lieutenants.
No. One of them is a lieutenant, the other two are second lieutenants.
Lieutenants.
So... The one who outranks the other two has stood up.
Yeah.
Tell him to get his colleagues in order.
Good try. Yes. Right. Yes.
I'm not actually saying.
No.
Well,
I've just been watching quite a lot of Band of Brothers.
It is superb stuff, Band of Brothers.
Yeah, okay, yes. It's a lieutenant, not left hand, isn't it? Yeah. It's like lieutenant.
Yeah.
I snap round, I'll snap it, and sort your men out, lieutenant. Then, yes, yep.
Okay. I think make a straight roll for this one.
Yes, nice. One more six.
Yeah. He goes, yes, sir. And he turns around to the others and goes, come on, fellas, fucking pack it in. Come on, look, the captain's here. Come on. And the other two, they're a bit drunk, they can't enjoy themselves, and they're still being a bit troublesome, but they are
says, look, we can fuck about with this lot later. Come on. We found the captain.
Now we're starting to get more fucking angry.
And they begin to behave. They stop harassing the girls and Madam Chastity says, "Ah, Mr. Hawcock. I take it you know these gentlemen then."
Yes.
They're soldiers of yours, I guess.
Old comrades.
Well, if you could keep your friends in order. As you know, we run a friendly house here. We don't have any trouble. We don't want any trouble. I think an apology is owed to the girls for their rough manhandling.
I turn and say, "You heard the lady." Ooh, bloody hell. 3 sixes.
Okay. So I think, Lieutenant Reed, who was the one who stood up first, responds immediately. The other two. Oh, a little bit begrudging, but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they are like, all right. And they go, sorry, girl. Sorry. Sorry, mate.
Okay.
Sorry, Miss Mary Elby. You know, just in town and we're enjoying ourselves. We've got a little out of hand. Didn't mean no disrespect. We're sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And she nods with a...
Okay, here we go. This is why I pulled it up here.
We're now making him apologise to me for 250 years of slavery.
I might need more than 3 seconds for that one.
Alright, okay, gentlemen, you have half an hour to sober yourselves up, then we shall talk and roll again, yes?
Yep.
Ooh, bloody hell. 3 6.
The army life suits you, obviously.
So I think we changed it to 4 successes, or was it still 3 on the first roll?
What?
Did we... For an extra fate?
4.
Did we go up to 4?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that's... No, never mind.
Otherwise, you'd have had 2 extra fate there for 2 3 sixes.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 is a good critical success.
Oh yeah. Okay. Where should we meet you, Captain?
I turn to the lady. So it's all right if we ask her if it's all right if we have a discussion. Where we are there?
In here.
Yes. Yeah.
Make a performing role.
Performing role. This is where I could put charming on, is it?
Yeah, you can charm her. Yeah, she's not keen. At the moment. So, but if you want to, you can try and chart him.
Oh, come on, Chastity. He's whoring himself out to a bunch of Confederates. It's the same thing that the women do.
What's charming? What do I get for talent?
I think... Didn't you note it down when I read it out?
No, my apologies. Sorry.
Have you got level 1 or 2?
Level 1.
Plus 1.
Plus 1 and try to charm, seduce, or schmooze someone. Performing.
So you get an extra dice.
An extra dice, okay. Performing, so it's 8 dice then. So that's... Ooh.
And 5 of those will be a trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's 2.
Yeah, you soften her heart immediately with your charm. And she says, "Nathaniel, of course, seeing it's you, I trust you. But please keep these boys, keep these boys, they're not boys, keep these men in order, would you?"
Yeah. I will nod my head in compliance.
Yeah, so the 3 men say, "Okay, yes, sir," and they go out.
Yeah.
And start washing their heads in the horse troughs. So.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to smart themselves up a little bit.
Oh, well, that was the easy bit. Okay, just wait. I don't know. Yeah.
Anybody doing anything else?
Well, shall we arrange ourselves in whatever room you've just hired off the lady? What's this?
So I think he was just saying to stay there. She does suggest actually a table in the public library.
In the
public library.
In the public library, yeah.
Like,
make more
sense. Yeah. So in the corner here, there's a table that you can sit around.
Yeah, Home Sweet Home, Whorehouse and Library. That's a
That's definitely been going
really
up.
Good service for the town.
Definitely been going up market.
Read the books.
Take a look at these naughty parchments. Such a disappointment for a girl.
Well done, Blackadder.
Blackadder quote in. Okay.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. She brings over some drinks for you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sort of like half an hour later, you can hear her say in here,
mm-hmm.
They're through in the lounge, boys.
Mm. Okay.
And the three of them come through and find you. They're basically smarting themselves up about as well as they could. They're quite dirty and dusty, they've obviously been travelling.
The road, yeah.
So I think we're sat in a row, three of us, you in the middle.
Okay.
And I'm just giving him a hard stare all the time.
Okay.
Well, so am I, but they just don't notice.
You can still make a roll, even without that. Yeah, yeah. You just can't help. So, Matthew and Tony, then make presence rolls, please.
Right.
I'm just going to put the rice on.
Six dice.
Two successes.
One success and four fives. Surely there should be an extra faith point for four fives.
I don't know why I gave myself five. Seven, no, it's only six faith points. Or five.
No, actually, I'm going to push this.
Because it was there. It was a church, yeah.
Oh, God, because I really do want to give him a hard stare.
Actually,
I'll do
that.
Then
when
it's steamed,
I won't add that background noise to the recording.
I will bite that one off. Okay, so I got two successes.
I also got two successes.
Okay.
I don't need to make rolls. It's just these two, yeah?
Yeah, I think they
are. Because we're just sitting there doing hard stares. And I'm doing a successful hard stare.
You've been learning from a horse, then.
Okay, I mean, all three of them obviously notice you mm-hmm. two.
Yeah.
Kind of staring them down. It doesn't seem to bother them very much. There doesn't seem to be any particular reaction to you, Matthew, being a
mm-hmm.
African-American, staring them down. They don't seem to be showing you any different reaction to the others. Yeah. Let's say, right. Can we sit down?
Yeah, you can sit, yeah. Nods, be seated. So, I got your letter.
Pleased to hear that. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts.
It would be good to have you with us to right this grievous wrong.
What can I remember about the Colonel? Can I remember anything about him or...?
Yeah, I think... Let's have a look. Yeah, he wasn't a great officer.
He was weak, was he?
Yeah, he was... He was not a natural leader. You didn't know... I guess you didn't know him well enough to know quite how... you know, whether he was a bit venial like this, but...
A bit of a coward, was he, you think, or a bit of a flashman?
Yeah, I mean, he... I think, you know, he was from a family that kind of expected him to do military service. And
right.
I think he probably saw his role in the war being a career step rather than
right.
anything else particularly. But yeah, and they say, yeah, we've got great memories of those days of the 7th Confederate Cavalry Regiment, sir. And
I cannot share those memories, as you must have known. My father, right now, I'm trying to remember, wasn't there. How do you pronounce it?
Abolitionist.
Abolitionist. My senator father. Remember?
Well, we never met your father, sir.
No. But he was an abolitionist, sir, so, as was I, and I only joined it when the North invaded Virginia. If I'd actually had the guts of my any true courage, I would have gone to Canada and stayed neutral in the war, but I didn't. So I do not. I have no fond memories of the war.
I feel like you're talking to me
here. we have, and I'm sad to hear, this is... So Elliot is doing most of the talking,
uh-huh.
not Reed, who was the more senior guy,
uh-huh.
you know, 10 years since they're in the military. So like, I'm sorry, you don't feel like that. We have strong memories of the comradeship and
oh well, yes, I adapted,
the bond of brotherhood that comes
brotherhood,
uh-huh. And that's why the three of us are still together. We've supported each other and have helped each other.
Well,
as good comrades should.
That's fair enough, isn't it?
But we...
I cannot criticise you for that, but I'm afraid the only memories I have is murdering fellow prisoners in Camp Douglas for pieces of bread. I can remember memories like that and everything else. And I can remember the boy that this. I take no pride in what I found at Fort Pillow. Was it Pillow? Is it
Fort Pillow?
Yeah.
Pillow was the name of the
yeah.
the general who had it built in the first place.
Yeah.
It's a real location. It was a real event.
So, gentlemen, really and truly, I wish you well in your hunt, but I want, as far as I'm concerned, the war is my past, and I want nothing to do with it. It is my finish. It is done and dusted for me.
In okay. other words, Dave, fuck you and your invention.
No. No.
Just you wait.
Just you wait. I am sorry for that. I am sorry, gentlemen. I mean, but these my two comrades here didn't even know I was a captain until...
This letter
into the air. This is not something I boast about. This is something I'd rather forget.
I'm going to speak up. I heard you three fought at Fort Pillow.
Many of us did fight at Fort Pillow.
Hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
We're sorry that you feel that way, Captain. You know, sometimes the war is... You might want to leave the war behind you, but will the war let you do that? Will the war leave you behind?
Well, I am doing my best to leave it behind, as far as I'm concerned.
Can I have an insight roll, please? I think it could be a group insight.
Mm-hmm. You've got good insight, haven't you?
I've got insight of 6.
Yeah. Right, have a dice for me.
And me.
Okay. So there'll be 5 red dice again, and then...
One of any other colour.
Look, girl, I can't forget. So it's 8 dice we'll get, isn't it? This is what I don't get any... No, I don't get any 6s this time. Can I roll again?
Yeah.
You can push it.
No ones.
Spend cool. a point of faith.
So spend a point of faith, and then you can push.
Uh-huh.
Any ones you get now, and your trouble dice will be trouble.
Little bollocks. Like those. Well, I've got 2 ones and 2 6s.
Right.
Okay.
No, one of those ones is on a green.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got 1-1 on a red dice.
On a red die, on trouble dice.
So I could, because I get rid of it by using faith.
So you can spend an extra faith to burn it off, so, or you can take the risk on the roll.
Burn it off, use the faith.
So that's 2 faith in total then.
So it knocks me down to 4 faith.
And you got 2 successes.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, as they're talking, they're sort of having little glances between them, and you, with 2 successes, you don't think they're being 100% honest. They're not telling you everything. And I think they probably see you, that you're seeing that, and they're kind of like, yeah, okay, there's nothing to lose. They sort of say between each other. And this time, Nixon Reed speaks up and he says, the war, you might want to escape the war, sir, but as Elliot said, the war doesn't let some of us escape. So we're being hunted.
Mm.
We're being hunted by a gang of Confederate haters. These are all former men of the 31st Infantry Regiment, all ex-slaves, looking to take revenge for Fort Pillow. And they got a list of the 7th Cavalry, and they're looking to kill every man on that list. And Captain Hawcock is on that list. So you might want to reconsider how you think about the war and whether you might want to do something to help us stop the war coming to Juniata Springs, because those men are a day behind us.
Say the word, I'll put out my gun, hold them at gunpoint, and we can present them to this lynch mob. No, that's the wrong word to use. This posse of people seeking justice to mourn the name.
Are you saying that?
No. I'm just saying.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
Okay. You're in a situation where they...
Well, tell you what, actually, I will say it, I think.
Go on, yeah.
Say the word, Captain. And we can arrest these three now. Give them to these justice seekers. Bargain for your life.
You sense the atmosphere in the room change.
Yeah. Well, no.
And there's the sound of all three of them moving their jackets out.
Likewise.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, these men have been hunting the 7th Cavalry for 10 years. You think just trying to hand us over is going to save your life?
Okay, worth try.
And, you know, we're not minded just to be handed over. And he looks at you and he says that.
Who's that, Elliot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's your attitude, gentlemen, I think we'll bid you good day. And Elliot stands up.
We should have stayed in Cash, should have gone to Canada. What did I say? These gentlemen will remember the thing I want. What was it? The Tannehill, wasn't it?
The Tannehill gang, yeah.
That, okay, well, I said to the other Tannehill gang, sometimes your sins always will find you out. I seem to remember I said it.
Well, they'll find you out too, Captain.
Well, less maybe.
Respect in his voice now.
Yeah. Maybe I should have stopped, yeah.
Together, we could probably deal with them, and we can go our own way and never cross paths again. We'll go and deal with the Colonel. But on your own, There's 31st Infantry guys who are going to kill you.
He's not on his own.
I said no.
You're already railroading me.
Tales of the Old West is brought to you by Effect. The music is Old West Game by Stu Venable, used with kind permission of the Angry Folk Media Empire.
It's just like the last game.
Always have to play.